Hi, my name is Jenny Sheasley, and I am a member of the Youth Vote 2012 team. I'm going to give 10 reasons that we should change the voting age for local elections to 16 rather than 18.
Number 1.
If teens are responsible enough to be behind the wheel of a car and make decisions while driving that can ultimately affect the lives of everyone else on the road, then they definitely are responsible enough to make voting decisions.
Number 2.
Some people say that the 18 to 25-year-old demographic doesn't vote very much, so why lower the voting age? But this is actually reassuring, because only the 16 and 17-year-olds who really want to vote and really feel strongly about their opinions will go to the polls, which eliminates the fear of useless voting by younger people.
Number 3.
If teens could vote at 16, we'd have reason to become educated about voting and community issues during our last 2 years of high school. This is extremely good because at 18, teens are already heading off to college and are far less likely to make the effort to send in an absentee ballot or worry about an election in a state they are not residing in.
Number 4.
The earlier that youth get involved in the voting process, the better that they can learn about important issues that will directly affect them later. Being involved in politics at a younger age can encourage youth to speak up about issues they feel strongly about. It also involves them in the community more and helps to bridge the stratification of adults and young adults and teens.
Number 5.
Kids can drop out of school at age 16. If such an important decision as to discontinue the education can be made at 16, then voting decisions should also be allowed.
Number 6.
Many 16-year-olds have already begun working, and if they have a job, then they can be taxed. So what about the old saying, no taxation without representation?
Number 7.
As we've been told from a young age, the United States has a democratic republic system of government. This means that the people are ultimately responsible for their own government and can help make important decisions through voting. 16 and 17-year-olds are mature and have had significant schooling to become well-educated. Therefore, they are definitely a part of the people.
Number 8.
A voter cannot vote wrong. So what is the problem with letting a younger person vote? A wrong candidate or option would not make it onto the ballot, so there should be no fear that younger voters would corrupt the results. Voting is designed to be fair and let everyone cast a decision.
Number 9.
Young people are the future.
Number 10.
Allowing 16 and 17-year-olds to vote would make politicians pay more attention to the issues that concern us, such as education systems and loans. These issues are very important to us right now. With Youth Vote, this is Jenny Sheasley.